Welcome to Shree and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shree and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shree Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right now.
We are. You know, we're calling this Super Sunday. And why is it Super Sunday? Shree and I, for those of you that are just joining us here at Shree and Kira Live, we just finished two amazing power hours with Alan and Sandra over at Twin Flame Divine Fire Radio. And in just a minute, we're going to be bringing them on to our show to continue the fun and chat a little bit more. And we just want to share with all of you that, are you feeling the energy? Do you feel how powerful things are? Things are so powerful. We've actually blown up two or three studios today. We're hoping that everything will hold during our show. It's that kind. It's an electric day. There's movement. It's that June flow, that apex moment.
Absolutely. The energy that is upon us all is there to nourish us if we allow it, to confront us if we disregard it, and regardless of what you're doing, it's there for you to master.
In every way. And I can't think of a better way, Shree, or a better day to be talking about the energy of being a spiritual renegade. You know, Shree and I, many years ago, were called spiritual renegades, and it kind of stuck. And we think it's hysterical, and we love talking about it, because what does that really mean? You know, what does it really mean to be a spiritual renegade? And how do you even know if you are a spiritual renegade? And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to have some fun with Alan and Sandra and bring them on in just a few moments. And we want to remind you, we are live. I do believe all the lines were full before we even started today. But hey, make a note, guys. Here's the number. 888, toll free, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And remember, if all the lines are full, just call the minute we hang up with someone, and that's your chance to get into the queue. If it's your day to get through, you will. And remember, once you get on hold, you get to listen to the show. So just stay in there.
So here we are at an amazing time on our planet, a time when the energy is escalating, when the outer world that's really caught in the chaos of density is behaving in the most extraordinary and disruptive of ways. And so we are at the opportunity to really reclaim our center more than ever. It's as if everything going on the outside is conspiring to remind us that we have a calm center.
You know, we really do. And here we are. Think about it, guys. It's June 11th. Now, from an ascended numerology perspective, you know that I've got to talk about the fact that it's June 11. What is the 11? It's the one plus the one. It's a divine moment. And think about this apex moment, this center of the storm energy that we're in right now, May, June, the one plus the one. And as we're entering into the middle of June, what's happening is that we're all flowing. So this is a week. This week, you're going to see a lot of rapid escalation. I mean, rapid escalation. It's going to be incredible. And as that energy escalates, what you'll notice is the opportunity to actually move forward. I mean, in a way that you have not done before. However, in order to move forward, it means that you also have to simultaneously take your eyes out of, I'm going to use the word muck, Shree. Can I use the word muck?
Well, have you ever been in a movie and you lose track of who you are and what's going on? You're nothing.
No, wait, no, wait. I got to say, that happened once in my life when I was a kid and I watched every one of the original Planet of the Apes movies all day long. And honest to God, when I walked out of that theater, I was sure there were going to be apes all over the place.
Well, you know, the purpose of a movie is to hypnotize you and take you away from your world and put you in a fantasy or a drama or whatever. or a thriller and give you an experience. Well, guess what? The whole planet is conspiring to hypnotize you, to take you away from who you really are and put you in their movie. And so rather than get hung up on arguing who's in charge and who's pulling the strings, how about you? Who's pulling your strings other than you?
Now that, you know what, and I love, especially as we're going to be diving into talking about being a spiritual renegade today, this is really important to know. Who, are you the commander of your divine destiny, or are you in, let's talk again about the storm, guys, right? Are you in this whipsaw energy of being thrown around?
And when we're thrown around, we do not function at our best. You know, I'm sure you can all relate to a time when things just seemed like I'm having a bit of bad luck. And you notice when we move into the energy of I'm having a bit of bad luck, it tends to compound. It's like I bumped my knee on the coffee table. The next thing you know, I bumped it again on a chair.
Oh, yeah. And then you talk about it and bump it again.
Or you have a relationship's bad luck and that kind of thing. The point of the matter is that when we get into a mindset, we attract more of the same. And the key is to use that opportunity to go, oh, wait a minute, I'm doing that. Oh, wait a minute, I've been hypnotized. Oh, wait a minute, I'm reacting to something less than wholesome and pure and true.
Now, angels, take a breath. Just take a breath and be here now, because we are we not all spiritual renegades in one way or another? You know, I know Sri and I are a broken record. Every week we talk about how you guys are bar none the single most amazing audience on the planet. And we are so grateful that every week we get this opportunity to come together as community and co-create our shows. You are the show. We are just blessed to be here with you, quite frankly. And so, as we mentioned at the top of the hour, today is Super Sunday. And it's Super Sunday because we just got done spending 2 hours of the most amazing time with Sandra and Alan from Twin Flame Divine Fire. And guys, a lot of you probably already go, oh man, Kara, we know them. Well, I hope so, because if you don't, you're going to get to know them right now, because we are delighted that they are right here with us right now. They're right there on line one. And so, Alan and Sandra, we are so happy to welcome you to Sri and Kara Live.
Wow, we are so excited.
Thank you for the opportunity. This is excellent. Yeah, Super Sunday indeed.
Well, it's so good to have you bring your energy right here with us now. And I just want to say my hat's off. We are truly delighted to have made a connection with you, to share with your listeners. And we're delighted to introduce your energy to the folks here at Sri and Kara Live.
Yeah. And, you know, today we're talking about being a spiritual renegade. And after meeting the two of you, we're just giggling that, of course, this was today's show topic.
You must own that T-shirt.
It was funny because as soon as I seen it was about spiritual renegade, I was like, but of course.
What else would it be? Yeah.
I love it. Well, you know, you guys are just so amazing, and you have such an incredible show, and you're really out there. We would love it if you would just share, you know, we got a little taste of how you guys came together and are doing what you do. But if you would give us the honor of sharing that, we'd love to hear more.
Well, here we go. Well, we began about 35 years ago. Actually, Alan and I came into union together. We knew it was different, but at the time it was really volatile. So we're a little bit different, where we came together at a younger age, and then later we completely disconnected, and then came together later on in life. And when we came together, we realized something is different about us. And we couldn't quite put a finger on it, and we didn't know exactly what it was. And we have guides that assisted us all along the way. And we just went through this amazing process of getting to know each other. And we didn't really go into it on our show, but Alan and I had went through the exact same thing that you and Sri did, where the rejection, and Alan looked at me and he's like, oh, well, she's not even my type. You know, I was too heavy. My teeth are not pretty at all. And there were a lot of things that were going on. And not to mention, he had been in other relationships where people were either really dominating or really passive. and I'm just that happy middle person. And so it was really unusual for both of us to get used to that energy. So,
well, you know, giggling, I'm giving Sri the side eye because Sri went all over me about my teeth and everything else. So I'm just giggling. Go ahead. Keep going. But I need you to know I'm sitting here poking Sri.
Well, and we came together and we had the most amazing miracles that unfolded. And it was like we had come together in a little house in the Broadmoor area below Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado Springs. And when Alan first looked at it, he went, oh, my God, what did I get into? Because on the outside, it just looked like this ugly little house. But what had happened was I went in and I transformed it and I made it this amazing, magical place where when you stepped in, what you seen on the outside was not what was on the inside at all.
It was kind of like the TARDIS on Doctor Who. You know, on the outside, it looked like a normal phone booth. When you got in there, it was just like, whoa, this is not what it looks like on the outside.
Well, I love that metaphor.
So we were there about 10 months and we went through this amazing energy of reconnecting and getting to know each other again. And as things unfolded, my adoptive mother passed away. And there was a lot of tension between Alan, myself, and my parents and his parents. And so, at that point, it healed. My mother was diagnosed with brain cancer. Mm. And she called him and said, I'm so sorry for anything that I've ever done to keep you two apart. And it was an amazing healing process. But shortly after that, we went back for the funeral. And when we did, it put us behind on our rent. And our landlord absolutely loved us.
Yeah.
And he couldn't understand why, but he wasn't going to renew our lease.
And he would tell you he had no idea why, but he wasn't going to do it.
And he cried.
Yeah, and this is a businessman. I mean, he knew what he was doing. He'd done this hundreds of times, but even he was at a point where he didn't even know what he was doing.
And so an energy afoot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so as I'm leaving from going over and talking to him, I get a phone call. And that phone call was the people that had the cabin up on the mountain, and they said, cabin's been empty for 2 months, and we've been waiting for you. And we were like, what? We just 5 minutes ago were told that they weren't going to renew our lease, and the cabin that we had dreamed of and were waiting on, Alan had dreamed about it, I had dreamed about it, was opening up, and we're like, how are we going to do this? How can we possibly do this? But we go with what spirit is guiding us to do. And Alan said, I don't know how we're going to do this, honey. And I said, angels are coming. And they did. And we moved up on the mountain. We had this amazing experience. You guys were talking about portals. We had a portal right in the living room. We actually captured pictures of both of us being engulfed in this beautiful pink and blue and white light when we would work on. We could capture these pictures through the computer. So we're there 2 years, and things just started falling apart, and we're like, what is going on? And we fought it because we loved it.
Well, and we made a lot of good connections up there. I mean, there were people up there that were, I don't want to say in need of help, but they were very, very 3D, I guess is about the best way to put it. And saw a lot of transformation, not only within ourselves, but within certain people up there, the ones that were open. And it served its purpose, we felt. I mean, and it was some of that was just beautiful to watch. I mean, the unfolding and the transformations that we saw, but then it was like there was a cutoff point. And it was like, okay, your time here is done. And we had let go of a lot of things, but the only thing that we weren't willing to let go of at that point was that place.
It had this amazing energy, and it just engulfed us. It put its arms around us and said, you're home. And when the time came to leave, we fought it. But I went to bed crying, and I said, I don't want to leave. And he goes, I don't want to leave either. So we had an option. We could either take that door of opportunity and stay, and it would only be open for another month.
And fight it.
Or we could take what we had and get off the mountain and unplug from everything and go out into the wilderness on what you guys call the walkabout. And we went for 54 days. The first day and the last day, we did not
count
because we were packing and everything else. And went out into the wilderness for 52 days. We had the universe said, no phone, no computer, keep it in the truck.
Yeah.
And we basically gave up everything and put everything we had in storage and went out. And as fate would have it, things started unfolding and we were going to specific areas. And we believed that it was to pick up energy from other people that had come before us, that were giving us energy to assist us. And it just transformed, and we went to Washington State. We were able to see eagles and come really close, and just these amazing miracles.
Worked with some fantastic
people, And then we left there, went to Woodland Park, Colorado, and stayed with some beautiful people there. Left there, came to Denver. We're here for 2 weeks and went to upstate New York with another amazing couple. And when we came back on November 5th, I remember it very clearly. Our grandson had come to see us, and he stood up in the living room, and he watches Alan dance with me. And he's 14 years old, and I miss him so. And he stood up off the couch.
We're not hearing you.
He put his arms around me and said, I'm moving on. And he danced. And we knew something was shifting, but we didn't know why. And the next day, we got a notice from Chris and Cherie, who own True Frequency Radio, and they put their heart and soul into that. And what's amazing about it is we went on the air December, the beginning of December, and by January 1st, we went syndicated. And the amazing thing about TFR is they're affiliated with iHeartRadio. So when you get into your car in the United States, you can tap into TFR in your car. It's not like it's limited to the computer. They also have tuned in. I mean, they've made this the most amazing platform for the spiritual community. And that's what we want you on the show for. Your audience is amazing. And they
love it. Oh. Fantastic. I there's no words to describe to us what you do.
And we were drawn to you because we know what your audience is like. TFR has millions of listeners, and we want you out there, right alongside of us.
Oh,
you.
Well, thank you, and it sounds like that walk in the desert, so to speak, your vision quest.
And everything about your story is just, I mean, I'm just sitting here a pile of tears. You guys do that to me all the time, and what you're doing is so important and how it came together. And what I love that you're modeling, and for many people, they would call that to be a spiritual renegade. You're modeling the true gift of the new world, which is there is room for everyone. And when we open our hearts and we allow the flow to come through us, there's always a miracle.
Always. And we've seen so many. We've had up on the mountain, and we're kind of silly when we get in the show, and trust me, we act like we really don't know a whole lot that's going on, but we do, and we do that because we want to amp up the people that are coming on our show. We don't want to amp ourselves up. We can relate, and we throw that in, but we've had miracle healings of people that had cancer that have come to us that were dying, and they only had a week to live. And they lived for another year.
Wow. Isn't that a gift?
It's amazing.
And it's wonderful that this tenacity that you mm-hmm. demonstrate, mm-hmm. the tenacity of being together, the tenacity of we're going to dance together
in
the living room.
yes.
You know, at 8,000 feet or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
We're going to dance together because we are in union. And we also are going to serve together. That's what I'm seeing and feeling when I listen to your story. To be in service to all is to be in service to all that matters.
Exactly.
And what was amazing, guys, is we put everything that we owned in storage. And at the time, we looked at it and thought, oh, we just love everything we have. While we were out, everything got chewed up by mice in storage. We lost about 75% of our stuff. And we went back to look at it now and goes, why did we keep it?
Yeah, it was like, we didn't even need that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No. So we looked at it and we're like, oh, we had to have a little bit further lesson that says you only think you need certain things.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, and what a blessing, you know, the universe will always take care of it. You know, when we let the mind go and we allow the universe to flow through us, it always takes care of it one way or another.
It sure does. And we have had some of the most amazing experiences. And I've told Alan on many occasions, I believe that we are here to trailblaze the way for people to truly step in. Now, a lot of people believe, oh, I have faith. But this is a new faith. This is not the same faith that you would have had even 5 years ago. This is a true, I'm walking the walk no matter what happens. I will walk it with a smile on my face, even though I want to fight it every step of the way. I am going to walk this walk and show other people they can do it too. It's hard, but you can do it.
For some reason, fair weather faith just popped into my head. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be cynical or anything like that, but how many people have real faith as opposed to maybe fair weather faith? You know,
yep.
Like, yeah, well, you know, I've got all this, you know, and everything's fine, but how many of these people have really been tested? Because that's what we went through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're just like, yeah, we've got faith, and then this started getting taken away, and that started getting taken away, or we started losing this, we started losing that. And let me tell you, we got a quick and rather harsh lesson on what real faith is.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
You know, really, we're just sitting here applauding you. You know, it just the other day I was giving Sri the analogy that we've all been there, right? I mean, what you guys are saying, we relate to so much. And the analogy that I give is, remember back when they had the Crusades and, you know, King Arthur, for example, and all the knights went out but they stayed the course. And when they came back on their horses, they may have been bloody and they might have had knives in their backs and they may have been wounded, but they came back. And with every step closer toward coming back, they also came back dedicated to claim the kingdom of the free energy of the divine. And in so many ways, that's the moment, especially energetically, that we're at right now. We're all coming back from the crusade. And it's time to be seen. It's time to come forward. It's time to sit at the round table and create that moment.
That is an amazing analogy.
I love that.
Well, we love you. Now, hey, guys, can I say a secret? Or is it no longer a secret? Can I tell about our wonderful affiliation that we're going to be doing with you guys?
Yes, you can. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
We're excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, hold on to your hats. Sri and I are beyond excited, honored, and delighted that we are now going to be on Alan and Sandra's show every month to offer our monthly energy reports. And is that right? Am I saying that right, guys?
Yes, you are. Yay!
However you say it is right.
You are so amazing. So tell everybody how they can tune into your show and how this is going to be so they can follow through with all of us.
Well, they can connect with us if they're on Facebook. They can go to Twin Flame Divine Fire Radio Show on TFR. and go into there, and they can get all the links. Or they can go to TFR. It's truthfrequencyradio.com and look for Sandra and Alan, Twin Flame Divine Fire Radio Show, and click into that. They can contact us at twinflamedivinefire@gmail.com, or they can get a hold of us at tfrlivemarketing@gmail.com. There are a bunch of different ways for them to link in. So, and we will put out an announcement as to when we're going to put you guys up on the on our web page that we have, and so that people know what day you're coming on. We'll always put the announcement out, and we just really want the world to know that Sri and Kira are coming out.
Woohoo, baby! We are out, and we are loving it, especially because it's with you.
We honor your journey, and we delight in the synchronicities and your willingness to share the truth of your experience, so that all of us can grow and offer support to each other. And so, thank you for your loving support. Thank you for your dedication to continue to midwife the energy that is birthing on this planet.
Oh, and everywhere. And thank you for your love and your beautiful sharing today, especially after having just done 2 hours of your own show. We are so grateful that you would hop on with us for a little while and share your love and your amazing journey with us and all of our amazing listeners.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
and namaste to all of you, angels.
Yeah, we love you.
And look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Absolutely. And just, we love you so much. Thank you for everything you're doing for the planet and the blessing of just being you. We are grateful.
Thank you so much. You as well.
You guys have a wonderful rest of the show.
Yes.
We will. All right. Many blessings, angels. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, we are talking about Spiritual Renegades, and we also have callers standing by.
And we've had people standing by all the show, and let's say we have some beautiful first-time callers.
So I'll tell you what, let's just start at the phone lines, and then we're going to get back to that renegade.
Because we've already been kind of introduced. I think you guys are kind of tracking with us with what's going on right now. So let's go to line three. Let's go across the globe to Romania, and we'll say hi to Sandra, a first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Hi, my name is Andrea, actually.
Oh, well, welcome, Andrea.
Welcome.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is amazing. I love you so much. Could I please have a mini soul reading?
Oh, it is my honor. And first and foremost, beloved angel, it's as I'm connecting with you, I'm hearing, put down your burden, put down your worry, and come forward, beloved child of divine, peace-filled nature. And I'm watching all these little flowers come up around your feet. They're these pretty little, like, goodness gracious, they look like white flowers with yellow on the inside. And all these flowers are coming up around your feet. And they're saying, as the flower is opening, so is your life, your opportunity, and your vision. And I'm specifically talking about your intuitive vision. You're at a moment of rapid escalation, and there's, they keep saying a grandmother that's right around you. And she just keeps saying the same thing. You are an old soul who understands more than you are aware of, and it is time to not be afraid. And that's the message they want you to hear today, my angel. And I am so glad you got through, and just feel how much I love you.
Thank you so much. I love you so much. You're such a blessing, both of you. Thank you.
Oh, namaste. Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. And you know, I just want to amplify something. Each of our souls has been on a long journey.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're renegades.
Each of us. And sometimes we get a little battle weary, you know, thus the King Arthur metaphor.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we get just a little bit caught up in the travel, and we forget to step back from the picture, shake off the dust and debris that we've accumulated, and recognize This is a joyful journey.
Yeah, baby.
This is indeed the journey of spirit into form and the journey of love into density. And so, beloved ones, take a moment right now and breathe deep and know that you too are on a magnificent journey. Now, we're going to take a little station break right now.
Just a mini one. So you hang in there because we've got so much to share.
Stand up. Smile and laugh, and we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Are delighted to be with you now.
And are you a spiritual renegade? You know, I bet you are if you're hanging out with Sri and I, and we are honored that you are. Now, you know, we do have a couple celebrations. One of the things we want to share is that SriAndKira.com finally launched last week. And we want to give a shout out to Allegna Moss at VividSeeds.com, the amazing, beautiful woman who worked so hard and did such an amazing job. Yay, Allegna, you are the best. And go visit it because we've got some free gifts there waiting for you.
Absolutely. Because if you are committed to breaking through the monotony of the same old headaches, it's time to energize your renegade energy.
Yeah, baby, let's do it.
A renegade is not necessarily someone who's contrary. A renegade is saying, see that mountain over there? I'm going there.
I'm
going to
jump over it.
See that great example of authenticity? I'm going there.
That's for me.
That's the energy of that's for me. What is it that you want to claim? What is it that's burning in your heart beyond the shoulds and the should nots? Because when we get past all ideas of right and wrong and should not, and just listen to the truth inside, it will surprise you with its beauty and its power.
In every single way. You know, being a renegade is also saying that you believe enough in yourself, that you have enough trust in your own divine presence, that you are able to say yes to your journey and refuse to allow negative input take you away. Remember, the only real definition of interference is when you allow someone else's energy to take you away from your divine purpose. And it usually means that you're dancing with doubt. You're dancing with the less thans, right? You're dancing with energies that are trying to take you away from the truth of who you are. When the reality is, and you guys know this, you are the most amazing, beautiful, miraculous gift on the planet. And if you don't believe that, you go into the archives, download this show, and you keep playing that over and over again until you can honestly feel it.
Because truly, the beauty inside of you and the truth inside of you is so far superior to anything that conformity would ever give you.
And that's what makes you a renegade.
And that's why you're a renegade.
Exactly.
I just want to talk about this for 1 second.
Please do.
There is value in learning how to follow the rules. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't. However, there's also values in learning to when the rules no longer apply to you. And when I say rules, I'm talking about conformity. I'm not talking about laws. I'm talking about conventions. I'm talking about belief systems. I'm talking about standards of thinking and behaving. There comes a time in everyone's life when they must be true to themselves. And globally, universally, we are at that time for all of us to be true to ourselves. And so the status quo out there may call you a renegade, but the rest of us that are being true to ourselves will call you a brother or a sister.
In every single way. You know, you are not alone. And how many of you right now are feeling kind of lonely or alone on your journey? Or how many of you have those concerned relatives or friends that are really a little worried about you right now? You know, love them for playing their role. Love them for helping you to get even more committed to the beautiful gift that you are. And, you know, we have a lot more to share. And speaking of beautiful gifts, all of our lines are full. So let's go. How about the line five there, Sri?
Yeah, we have another first-time caller standing by on line five. And we'll welcome Eric from New Mexico.
Namaste, Eric.
Well, namaste. It's great to be with you. What an extraordinary energy show today. Clock stopping.
Thank you.
Calls dropping out. I live in Santa Fe, art center of the world, and I have a dear friend here. She's been doing creating art for over 30 years. She's in her 80s, and possibly this week she might lose her studio, which is created in sacred geometry. All of her work is healing work, and she creates angelic mediums, and she does so much for the universe, and I just want to see if all of us could bring, when we have two or three gathered or more, we could send prayers to her.
Eric, you are an angel in form. And I just want to first reach out. Sri and I just feel my arms reaching out. Feel your own arms reaching out. And all of our listeners together right now, this is the model of sincerity. And sincerity attracts. When we come forward to the universe with a sincere heart, we only attract. And as you were sharing, we felt this beautiful, incredible energy and this powerful, powerful celebration. And what all of the archangels are around right now, I'm seeing this beautiful circle, and it's like we're all sitting in a beautiful ceremony, and we're each holding hand to hand to hand. And as we send our energy of our heart into the center of the circle, I'm seeing a beautiful flame, a transmuting flame made up of all of the rays of light. And I'm inviting all of us right now to pump in our miracle energy and receive and to send up this huge ray of light down through Eric, through this beautiful people in Santa Fe. And Eric, the other message that I want to share as we all connect is that I'm hearing there is a time of cleansing that is coming before you that will open the door to the next step. And the next step is the one that is the destiny step. Everything's happening because there's a greater picture ahead, and it will, this resolution energy is right around along with all of this other energy. So as we all sit in ceremony and sincerely hold this miracle to be done, thy will be done, truly, this is a rainbow moment. And that's what I'm seeing now is this beautiful rainbow energy. So thank you for bringing this gift to all of us today. We are very, very, very grateful.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. Namaste. Whew, and let's all feel that energy. And all, everyone out there right now, bring your hands to your heart. Call in for yourself right now as we sit in this community, this flame energy of divine miracle manifestation. Call in sincerely, thy will be done. And allow yourself to be open and the flowing. Remember, June, flow, momentum, magnetism, thy will be done. You know the miracle you're ready to receive into your life. Thy will be done.
And as we breathe and relax into that divine trust, we then enter into the peaceful center. We no longer have to do battle. We no longer have to seek to control. We simply show up and respond as our heart guides us.
I love that. And you know, our heart is guiding us back to you, our amazing, beautiful, beautiful audience. And Sri, why don't we go right there to line one?
And let's say hi to Cassandra from Guam.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Hi. Hi, Sri and Kira. I just wanted to say I'm so excited to be on air. This is my first time. I'm sorry, I'm crying. I just wanted to say thank you guys for everything that you do, and you guys are just such a guiding light for all of us. I just wanted to say thank you, and I just wanted to know if there's anything that I may need to know for my higher good or my higher self or service for everyone.
Oh, Angel, Cassandra, as you were sharing, and my tears are joining your tears right now in a flow of beautiful, I just want to use the word, flowing rivers of love. Kuan Yin came forward, and she was touching your head, and she was touching you right at the top of the hairline, and then she was like, touch, touch, touch. And she was saying, my beloved one, the compassion of the universe is within you, around you, and supporting you. Allow yourself to move gently. Allow yourself to know that we are all here with you, and allow yourself to receive the many blessings that are before you now. And she's opening up her hands, and I'm seeing money, people, houses, jobs. I'm just seeing everything flowing to you. And she's saying, your life is ready for you to create, and all around you will be benefited. Stay in your heart and your sincerity, and I am with you always. Cassandra, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to all of us today. We love you so much, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. Well, once again, I invite everyone to breathe and let yourself be nourished by the energy that is flowing here, because we are a community of heart. We are a community of soul. We are a community of sincerity. And each of us has a life to live. Each of us has situations that are seeking to inform us. And sometimes we call them problems, but really we attract challenges into our lives because we want the gifts that are just around the corner. Sometimes it takes a little friction to make a pearl.
Well, you know, and to be a renegade, right? Because that's what we're talking about today, is how do you know if you're a spiritual renegade? Well, a spiritual renegade is someone that says, I trust my divine connection. I trust my divine flow. A spiritual renegade is also someone that's not afraid to ask for the questions to be answered, but asking from the space of sincerity rather than asking just to ask. Maybe in a time, and certainly energetically, and again, if you've not been to YouTube this month, please go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, watch the June video. Or better yet, go to sriankira.com, newly launched, yay. And right there on the homepage, every month we have the energy revelations now, so it's even easier to get to.
Now, listening to you, Kira, I'm reminded that each and every one of us needs reassurance. Each and every one of us needs to stimulate our wisdom from time to time. And this is why we have put a free gift at sriankira.com. There are a series of incredibly powerful lessons of life.
Now, guys, we really want you to take advantage of this. We were strictly guided to give these. This is a series of 12 very powerful lessons of light. And here's how it works. You go to sriankira.com, and right on the homepage, as a matter of fact, it's right underneath where the June energy revelations are posted, you'll see free gift, 12 lessons of light. Start doing these lessons.
And what you do is go click there and register your email so that the system, meaning the using technology as a helper, will automatically start sending you these lessons. And that's all you're going to get is the lessons every 2 weeks, because it takes a little time to integrate the energy. And so what we've done is staged it so that once you receive lesson one, there's some homework that comes with it. There's an opportunity to journal to integrate. And then lesson two comes to you free automatically 2 weeks later.
So this, imagine spending the next 24 weeks living in the ascended frequency of divine love, because the art of ascended living is the joy of the yoga of self-ascension. And these 12 lessons are our gift to you. And with all our heart, Please take advantage of them. The other thing that you can do, my angel, is remember that you are not alone. And, you know, maybe you're being called to be a Miracle Team member. Well, then learn more about the Miracle Team. Come blog with us. Come share with us. Begin to recognize that community is where your heart is. Whether you live across the world in one country and your best friend is across the world in another country, as universal citizens, what Sri and I know is where you live is irrelevant. Where your heart resides is your divine nature.
And your divine nature is indeed the playground from which joy and peace and creation flow from.
All the time. All the time. And, you know, speaking of flow, let's flow to another beautiful caller, Sri.
All right. Let's head to line three and say hello to Mark from Florida.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, Sri and Kira.
Namaste.
Namaste to you. Thank you all so much for all that you do. You've been such a blessing in my life, and I just love you both.
Thank you.
We love you too, sweetheart.
I was hoping to get a mini soul reading, something that I need to know right now at this point in time in my life.
Wow, Mark, as you said that, I lost my breath. So, honey, I want you to first put your hands on your heart. And the very first thing that I, like your guides, like pushed it was that you are loved. That you are so loved. And I want you to really feel that and take that in. I mean, when you were like, is there anything I need to know? They were like, tell him he is loved and that you are appreciated and that there is a powerful, it's interesting. There's an energy around you right now and it's aligning with the number eight. And you know, when we take the eight on its side, it's the infinite. And the eight is also the archangelic realm. And they're saying it is time for you to take the infinite energy of your angelic presence, spread your wings and move forward without fear. Knowing that you are loved. And Mark, that's what they want me to tell you. And I bow before how beautiful you are. Thank you so much for getting through today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel.
Namaste.
Many, many,
many
blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste. And you know, Sri, I want to share something. We have got, and guys, I need to share with you, we are backed up probably 400 emails at Sri and Kira Radio, those of you that have written in, those of you that have written us, blogged and sent to us. And I want to just, from my heart to all of yours, believe it or not, I have read every single one of your emails.
Kira and I are sending you a blessing just for writing in.
And I want you to know that for all of you that are asking specific questions, there is just no way we can get to all of you right now. And we are going to do our best to start getting through to some of you on the air. But I want you to hear this. We have a service called The Healing Light. Okay, just write this down. TheHealingLight@selfascension.com. Write that down again. It's an email, TheHealingLight@selfascension.com. The Healing Light is a blessing from the miracle universe where you can send an email with your miracle requests, your prayer requests, your petitions, gosh, just anything you want to say to the universe. And all of those beautiful energies, and they're received discreetly, privately, are put into our main altar and energized with miracle presence all month long. And then on the first Saturday of every month, we get together with the miracle team and do a ceremony. We don't read them out loud. We do a ceremony and add that extra energy. And what I can share with you is that we have had miracle after miracle after miracle occur. And so if you're not getting through to us live, if you're writing us at treeandcareradio.com and we're not able to answer you on the air, please remember to use thehealinglight@selfascension.com. It's free, it works, and it is a miracle in motion. And by even writing us at treeandcareradio.com, I want you to know that we honestly send the energy of divine inspiration, intuition, and resolution to all of you. So for all of you angels that we may not have gotten to personally, we really wanted to take a moment and just say, we love you, we hear you, and we are actually working with you behind the scenes. Have no fear. And so I want you to claim that right now. I want you to claim that right now, that your needs are being met, that your prayers are being answered, that you are absolutely receiving the divine inspiration, the reassurance, and the knowing that your intuition will not let you down. It is time to trust yourself, especially in this energy of June.
We have all been running a long marathon, and the finish line is close.
Isn't it ever?
So don't give up. Keep on going and know how loved you are. We and the angelic realm are always present to say yes, yes, yes.
Yes again.
And so I want to remind you, each of you, to say yes to your heart, to say yes to your divine intuition, to say yes to your life.
Yes, because you are a spiritual renegade if you are saying no to the chaos and the illusion. Remember, my angels, that you took birth on this planet right now, at this moment in history, in the body that you're in right now, in the location that you chose your birth, the actual time that you came in. You chose that because you knew you would be here during this very profound moment. Think about what an amazing master you must be that you decided to take form right now. That's a renegade. A master who says, I will come, I will remember, and I will ignite myself, and then I will be able to ignite others just by being in the presence of my most amazing life. That's how amazing you are. And I want you to breathe that in, because that's the kind of renegade you are, the one who says, I will do it no matter what.
And so, wow. Take
Woo!
A moment.
Take a breath. Yeah.
Allow that positive declaration, that positive energy to become part of your consciousness, because that is the truth.
It is. And you know, let's sneak in another caller here, Sri,
absolutely.
Right on line four. We have, it looks like, Eva from California. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
I'm
well,
here.
Then. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hope you can hear me.
We can. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I've been sitting here in tears. I've actually gotten in for the third time now within a 2-month period, and I know it's completions. So I'm so grateful. My question for you is, I've had a health challenge that I haven't been able to dissolve, let's say, and I've pretty much faced everything else and surrendered to and let go of, and I wonder whether you have any kind of guidance for that that might help me know, feel, experience, surrender to whatever it is that I am here to, you know, gain from this.
Well, thank you for asking, my angel. I am truly honored to be able to offer you this message that is coming into you right now from this incredible group of crystalline masters that are, they look like the Great White Brotherhood to me, standing around you, and they're all sending you healing energy, and they keep saying the same thing: receive, 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 release, 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 restore, restore, restore. And they're saying to take your hands, place them wherever you're guided on your body, and ask your body to start talking to you and to allow your body to speak without holding back. Even if you think what's coming forward from your body has nothing to do with this condition, it does. And they're saying that in the power of three, you're absolutely right, you are to be free. Receive, 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 release, 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 restore, 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 hand, talk, and do it over and over again, and there is a great sense of spacious freedom that is coming in around you. And connect with this group. They have more to say, and we're out of time, so I'm grateful we could get you in. I love you, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you. Such gratitude. Thank you. Namaste.
And to you, my love. And to you, my amazing, beautiful audience, Sri and I are wrapping our arms around you, you magnificent renegades, you.
Absolutely. It's an army of renegades.
Woohoo!
And Indeed, we are all spiritual warriors, are we not?
Yes.
Because the truth is setting us free. The truth is your armor, your love is your fuel, and your guidance is your vision.
And go to SriAndKira.com and get the 12 Lessons of Light. Start today. The minute you register, the first lesson will automatically show up. Give yourself the gift of knowing how amazing you are.
And indeed, beloved ones, as you breathe deeply right now, may you know the truth is in you, around you, and coming into ever greater awareness. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.